NPP has launched an online petition to collect 1 million signatures from Ghanaians to compel the Electoral Commission to reinstate Dr. Papakwesi Indum as one of the presidential candidates in the 2016 election. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, the executive secretary of the party, Richard Ama Nkunim, said the petition will be presented to the Electoral Commission by close of the week after they have received at least 1 million signatures. 744 signatures have been collected so far. The PPP flag bearer was disqualified by the Electoral Commission last week after it was noted that his nomination forms were not properly completed. Following the announcement of his disqualification, the party has taken various steps, including suing the commission in court to ensure the candidate is reinstated in the presidential race.
We did not initiate this process of signature signing. It is some eligible Ghanaians who have been calling on us that they want an opportunity to sign a petition to tell the Electoral Commission to reverse the decision of taking Dr. Indum out of the race. And so we have only provided the avenue for them. Now they can walk to any of our regional constituency offices to sign. We have also made an online page available where they can go there to sign, to say that they are eligible Ghanaians to vote and they want Dr. Indum back on the ballot paper. And so it is a petition that I can call a mass action, call for the reinstatement of Dr. Papakwesi Indum.
So how many signatures are you hoping to collect before you submit your petition to the Electoral Commission?
As many people as are possible who are going to sign. I think we have told ourselves that by the close of the week, we can decide to put the signatures together and present the petition to the Electoral Commission.
And do you expect the EC to overturn its decision against your party if you succeed in collecting as many signatures as possible?
Well, we are doing everything we can to get the EC to overturn its decision. I believe you are aware that the lawyers for Dr. Papakwesi Indum have taken the matter up, which is in the High Court right now, and the court will be talking about it. But I don't think that prevents any other person from adding his or her voice to the call for the reversal of the decision.
So one might say that this latest decision of your party means that you think that your court action will not work. That's why you are taking this turn.
Well, let me say, court action is not by fate. It is by law. Even though we pray to our God to help us in the court case, we know that the law is on our side. And so we are very confident that decision of the Electoral Commission cannot stand. But the fact that there's a court process going on does not mean that people cannot call on the EC to reverse its decision.
Executive Secretary of the PPP,